Judges have been traveling the world for the past 6 weeks to hear musicians audition, and they've just returned to Texas, where the 15th Van Cliburn International Piano Competition begins later this spring in Fort Worth. The contest is named for the American pianist who stunned the world by winning the Tchaikovsky competition in Moscow at the height of the Cold War 59 years ago. Bill Zeebel of member station KERA caught some auditions in the Russian capital and brought back this report.
Russian native Nikita Abrosimov is 28, 2 years shy of the Cliburn competition's cutoff age, and he admits a little old to be hoping to become a touring pianist.
We try to get to the concert career. That's why we enter competitions.
The winner of the Cliburn gets 3 years of professional management, international bookings, and publicity. Abrosimov was a semifinalist in the last Cliburn competition 4 years ago. Today, he's in a little performance hall in Moscow's Tchaikovsky Conservatory. Abrosimov played a 40-minute audition for a small audience and five Cliburn judges. Though he wasn't even born when Van Cliburn played the first Tchaikovsky competition, he says the American pianist's win here still resonates.
It was so powerful that still, after so many years, it has huge impression on both professionals and music lovers. The name of Van Cliburn means a lot to Russian people, and Van Cliburn loved Russian culture, Russian music, and the Russian audience also loved Van Cliburn.
146 pianists have been auditioning in 7 cities across the world for 30 competition spots. 10 played here in Moscow. They pick their program to show off their strengths. Dasol Kim of South Korea flew to Moscow from Berlin, where he's lived for 12 years. He played Chopin's iconic preludes.
Because it's just one big work that's really compact and really pianistic, in my opinion. So I can show as many qualities as possible in one piece.
The Cliburn holds the most extensive audition screening tour by judges of any international contest.
I think this is a crucial part of the Cliburn.
Jacques Marquis is the organization's president and CEO.
When you think of hearing them on tapes or today on videos, there's nothing that tells you more than listening to them live.
In Moscow, the pianists manage distracting music coming from practice rooms and even construction sounds down the hall. University of North Texas piano professor Pamela Mia Paul said she and her fellow judges were hoping to hear that special voice rise above the din.
There are certain people who are just going to jump out at you, and we all may have different people who jump out at us, but people that you just remember.
Another judge, veteran concert pianist Michel Beroff, says those kinds of talents aren't easy to find.
You don't find Horowitz from Cliburn every 4 years, so we just hope to find great talent. We're not sure. Until now, I didn't hear that person, but I'm expecting to hear it.
21-year-old Sergei Tanin hopes the judges heard something in his performance of Prokofiev's 7th Piano Sonata. He says he was inspired to enter the contest after seeing Cliburn in a video.
It's my dream because I saw Van Cliburn's playing. And of course, this competition is one of the most prestigious competitions in the world.
How do you think you did?
It was good, but I wanted to play better, I think.
Tanin and the others will find out if they made it on March 7th. For NPR News, I'm Bill Zeebel in Dallas.